This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks for being with us. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. This summer marks two important milestones for the Oriental Theater on Milwaukee's East Side. The historic movie Palace turned 90 at the beginning of the month, and around the same time, Milwaukee Film, which runs the annual Milwaukee Film Festival, announced it had acquired a long-term lease for the space beginning next year. The theater is currently run by the Landmark Theater chain.
We have two segments about the Oriental on today's show. We'll start with Milwaukee Film's executive director, Jonathan Jackson, who joins us in the studio to talk about the theater's future. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Bonnie.
We're having you here because this is such great news. Milwaukee Film has secured the purchase rights to the Oriental Theater, and it's been all over the news, but I thought it was a perfect time to come in and have you tell us about how this all happened.
Well, it's a very exciting, even heady time for Milwaukee Film. We have secured a 31-year lease. I love that length. I love being able to say 31 years. It'll be our 40th anniversary when our lease expires as an organization, but are just so excited that the Oriental Theater has been such a pivotal piece of the Milwaukee Film Festival. You know, we're kind of branded around it even, and that 1,100-seat main house is such an amazing, magical movie-going experience, and we couldn't be more excited or proud to, you know, now be the custodian of what I think is one of the best cinemas in the country or the world.
When did this all start? Was this something that was always in your mind back when Milwaukee Film got going?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've always been passionate about cinema programming as well as film festival programming. I actually got my start in programming running the UWM Union Theater on the UWM campus when I was a student back in the year 2000. And I had always thought that to do the real work of the cultural development, the education enrichment, the community enrichment, we need more than just the 15 days of the film festival to do that. Now, we've already expanded our education programs beyond the 15 days, but to be able to screen films year-round and to do unique programming year-round, as well as just traditional weekly releases of cinema, I think that's really how you build a film culture and a film community. And so, yes, we talked about it loosely in some of our materials. I even have a letter that we wrote in 2009 that was an appeal for our Founders Club, where we talked about having a 365-day-a-year organization dedicated to film culture. This started for real about 5 years ago when we approached the owners of the building, Newland Enterprises, and Tim Gockman, their director. And basically, it was an exploratory conversation about some of the challenges we had as an organization operating in the Oriental Theater, but then the bigger potential of what that space could be for Milwaukee if invested in and if programmed with sort of a festival mentality year-round. And so the conversation and the process began about 5 years ago. My board of directors, which is now 32-person, thoroughly vetted it over the course of several years. We even visited a parallel organization to ours, the Seattle International Film Festival. They have the largest festival in the country. They operate 5 screens in 3 different cinemas in Seattle. And they told us, both our staff and our board, that they got their financial security as a nonprofit and really found their footing once they secured year-round cinema screens. And then over the last couple of years, we negotiated with Newland Enterprises for a lease that begins July 1, 2018, which is when the current lease that Landmark Theaters has expires.
So the idea is that in addition to the film festival and those 15 days and the other educational programming, you're going to continue with Milwaukee Film's mission throughout the year, but you're also going to do commercial releases. And so it's going to be sort of mixed use?
Yeah. And I mean, it's all going to be under the banner of Milwaukee Film and the nonprofit Milwaukee Film. There are actually a number of similar nonprofit cinemas around the country that we've studied fairly well. that sort of run on calendars. They have a mix of first-run art films. You know, we would definitely focus on screening documentaries, foreign films, American independent films on weekly runs or longer. But then I also love the idea of doing festivals sort of throughout the year, mini festivals or series program, and even repertory viewing. You know, I think that in an age where we're all going into our little social media bubbles, I think public forums and spaces where people can gather and sort of appreciate stuff and appreciate it on the big screen is such an important thing a community needs, and something I think a community-run cinema can provide.
Would you imagine collaborating with some of the other smaller festivals that pop up, like through UWM? I'm thinking of the French Film Festival, the LGBT Festival, those kinds of things. Is there an idea that you'll try to provide space for them as well?
That would be thrilling to be able to do that. Those aren't conversations we've had yet because we've just been able to announce the news. But I think the Oriental is just a magical space and can help lift up, you know, all sorts of events and organizations and expose them potentially to new audiences. We'd love to be the home for any number of those festivals. You know, I think a cinema like the Oriental Theater needs destination programming and special event programming. I think a trend you're seeing in cinema today is actually going back to the original days of movie going, when you wouldn't go to the cinema to see a film. You would go for the whole experience of sometimes a double feature, including newsreels, a vaudeville act, special entertainment, sort of like an event experience rather than just going to see a movie. And I think a film festival helps provides that. And I think nonprofit cinemas around the country are starting to do that, where community partnerships and special events and music programming can help create a unique destination rather than just going to see a film and running away as soon as the credits roll.
One of the things you mentioned, of course, is it's going to be nonprofit, but you still have to meet expenses. How much do you expect ticket sales to be able to provide for that budget?
Well, what's exciting for us, and one of the challenges we've had with Milwaukee Film running the Milwaukee Film Festival, which is not uncommon nationally, film festivals actually, you know, nationally average between 30 and 40% earned revenue and the rest completely fundraise, which is a big margin for a nonprofit. Now, nonprofit cinemas actually operate much healthier, more towards 50 to 60%. Earned revenue. And so we hope that our cinema, while running it, could provide for, you know, up to 60% of the budget, if not a little bit higher, while investing significantly into the education experience and the community partnerships to truly make it, you know, and earn sort of that nonprofit designation and fulfill our mission.
One of the things about the Oriental, as everyone who's ever been in it knows, is the decor. It is a spectacular place to walk into. Sitting in that big cinema is just an amazing thing. All of those original details there, the organ coming up out of the floor. Are there building issues that you have to address? Are there, you know, decorating issues, those sorts of maintenance things that need to be taken care of?
Those are all things we're actually very excited to look into and are raising funds for. We sort of haven't had full access to the venue at this point to understand all of that, but we intend to make a significant investment in the space. We know of basic things like, you know, the heating and the cooling is not operating at optimum efficiency, especially in that cavernous main auditorium. That's something we intend to look very carefully at. Some of the seating needs to be replaced. That's something we're going to look at. But we intend to do everything we can. And the reason we got such a long-term lease was that so we would not be afraid to invest significantly in the space. We intend to try to make the Oriental Theater, you know, unparalleled in the country or the world for a cinema viewing experience. That means investing heavily into the sound and projection technology, which we're very excited to do. But then also, the decor has to be right and has to be, you know, not vulnerable to aging. And so we intend to look really closely at that.
So what about The Downer? It's such an integral part of the film festival. It's one of the places that a lot of the movies are screened. And it's its own little jewel compared to the bigger jewel of the Oriental. So is there a plan in the future? I know it's not part of this plan, yeah, but is there a plan in the future to try to also take over that lease as well?
Well, the Downer is currently under lease by Landmark Theaters, and actually for several years. Milwaukee Film would never let that venue go dark. So if an opportunity arose, we would pursue it. What I would point to is part of our strategy, and it is about seeing what we can do year-round with the Oriental Theater and expanding our programming, but it's also about accelerating the film festival. And one of the pieces we have never had for the film festival is use of all five screens between the Oriental and Downer. And that's been my dream, is to create a hub for those 15 days of the festival where the east side of Milwaukee becomes like a cinema village. And we need those two screens at the Downer, and we need the three screens at the Oriental. So we're desperate to have access to that for the festival. And the last thing in the world that we would ever want to happen is for the Downer to go dark. I would just add that we also still envision the other venues that we currently work with to stay a part of the festival and have a vision of single screen cinemas throughout Milwaukee, including the ones we use, but actually expanding more both inside of Milwaukee and even outside. So that's a long-term vision. That's more like 5-10 years, and let's figure out how to run the Oriental Theater first.
What about the film festival itself? Once you take, I guess ownership isn't quite the right word. Once you take occupancy of the Oriental Theater, is there an idea that you're going to change when it is, or is it still always going to be a fall festival?
It's always going to be a fall festival. We'd like to shift the dates back a little bit. Right now, we have an unfortunate overlap that's out of our control with the New York Film Festival, and that's really the start of the American Fall Festival calendar, and they get first dibs and exclusive rights on all films. And well, I think big, and we all think big at Milwaukee Film, we're not quite ready to challenge the New York Film Festival. So we'll probably move back a little bit, acknowledging when their dates are long term. But beyond that, we want to make a bigger and better Milwaukee Film Festival. A big piece of it is those five screens occupying the three screens at the Oriental and the two at the Downer. And then in addition to that, you know, we're going to have sort of more access to talent and content than we've ever had before, because we're going to be building relationships to screen the films year-round at the Oriental. So, you know, people are going to take notice of us, and hopefully there won't have to be as much begging as we've had to do over the years for the content that we have been able to scramble together for the festival annually.
So speaking of the festival, what are you looking forward to this year?
You know, we haven't announced any of the content as of yet. It's our 9th annual festival. And what I can say is that, you know, we've been working hard at Milwaukee Film to grow the local film community. And this is going to be a banner year for feature films out of the Milwaukee community. Several, I think, will be in prominent positions with the festival. Hitting some, you know, very serious, some very funny, some thoughtful subject matters in Milwaukee. But it's just been astonishing to see the growth in the Milwaukee film community over our trajectory. And some of that has come with our investment in forms of grants and cash prizes. But I just can't wait to launch this year's festival and really highlight the dynamic artistic voices that are coming out of Milwaukee today.
Well, Jonathan, it has been great to talk with you. Thank you so much for bringing us up to speed. And I look forward to talking with you later in the summer when you can announce all of this year's film festival hits.
That would be very exciting.
Jonathan Jackson is the executive director of Milwaukee Film, the organization which runs the Milwaukee Film Festival and other educational programs throughout the year, recently signed the paperwork on a 31-year lease for the historic Oriental Theater on Farwell Avenue.